Hey, Scotty McCreary.
Morning. How are you?
What's up, dude?
What's going on?
You have the hardest last name to say. I always feel like I'm flubbing it.
Yeah.
McCreary.
We just did Family Feud the other day, and Steve Harvey had a tough time with it, too. So.
Steve Harvey can't say your name?
He couldn't that day, but I think we taught it to him eventually, so it all worked out.
Nice.
McCreary. Was there ever a moment where you're like, I'm going to change my name to something like...
Scotty Mac.
My middle name is Cook, and when I was just starting out on Idol, I was like, should I just go by Scotty Cook? And I was like, they've already got a couple cooks on the show, so maybe I should.
Right.
Yeah, I guess, you know, there's been a couple of people who, you know, changed their name. Who are some famous artists who changed their name?
Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks' first name is Troil.
That's right.
Let me tell you, Troil Brooks does not become as big of a star. I'm telling you.
I don't know, man, because Garth, when Garth first came out, nobody even was, they were like, Garth? What kind of name is Garth?
Before.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same.
It just works. It does.
It does.
Isn't that an Irish name? Hey man, congratulations on Five More Minutes. What a great song. And it also, not only have we been playing the song, and we're one of the first ones to play it. Ever.
Yeah, we were playing it before you signed your record deal. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's
how this thing got started.
Yeah, puff our chest a little bit.
Take it, absolutely.
Man, we spent probably 3 weeks discussing the stupidity of, I guess maybe, I don't know.
It's the internet's fault.
They're still coming in, and they're still coming in.
Oh,
by the way,
every What's day.
Whether you won state 10-9 or lost state 10-9,
that's been the biggest debate.
Or 18-9 or whatever, because the internet has the lyrics wrong.
They do. Yeah, AZ Lyrics, lyrics.com, whatever they got. They got
it
wrong.
Did you go check them all?
Yeah,
because sure
everybody sends them to me. They're like, fans will get in a heated debate. They're like, "This is what it is," and my fans will be like, "No, it's not, because he said it's not." And they're like, "Well, check azlyrics.com.
Azlyrics.com is more right than the guy who sang the song.
Well, that's why you eventually had to tweet out, it is lost state.
But that's still not enough, though. And I went back to Nashville to re-record. There was one word I wanted to re-record before we put it out there to everybody. So I came back to Nashville and recorded one word. And then I was like, Frank, people are starting to say that this sounds like 18-9 instead of state 10-9. And we listened to it, and that's in the studio. We're like, "Oh no, yeah, that we're fine."
You recut? What was the one word you recut?
So I wrote the song in 2015, and then I started singing it live in 2016, but didn't release it to the public until 2017. So in 2016, you know, that was like a blessing, because you get to kind of figure out how you want to sing a song instead of like recording a song when you don't even know it and then put it out.
Yeah. And then you have to sing it that way forever.
Yeah, exactly. So the last verse, I originally in the original cut, I just kind of sang Five More Minutes, and as I was singing it, it became a lot more emotional to kind of talk it. So it was really just recording minutes, the last one and the last verse again. So I'm telling you, but it made a pretty big difference.
You did that, but you didn't go in and really enunciate one state.
Yeah. And originally I wanted to say states, but I guess nobody does that. My high school football team did go to the state championship my senior year, and we always said we're going to states, but everybody in the writers room with me thought that was stupid, so we didn't put that
states
in there.
All right. So for the record, you're hearing it
there
from
you go.
Scotty.
And second, why in the video are you playing baseball whenever it's saying you're crossing the 50-yard line? That really confuses me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well,
I know
play
it's a
baseball.
Home video, but it just throws me every time.
I hear you. Yeah, I didn't play football in high school, but you know, singing about baseball in a country song doesn't quite work as well as singing about football. So. And I did. We did. When we lost, we did lose the state championship that year. Me and all my guys and all, we were all best friends with the football team, and we all did go back out to the football field that night, and just they had a cry fest, and it was so sad.
But that is sad.
It really was.
Sad,
we've all been there.
We left a flag.
Though.
We had a statue of the Trojan. Like we were the Trojans. We had a statue. We left our homemade flag. Like. With the statue, and it stayed there for like 3 months, and every time we pass it, people get choked up.
It was so sad. It was so close, man. We got there. We just couldn't seal the deal.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's what it was. That was our town was all about football. So.
Did they lose 10-9?
I can't recall the score.
No.
10-9 is because it rhymed. We can just throw it out. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.